This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're all going to be watching tonight, aren't we? We're all going to be hunkered down. We're all going to be wondering how good the Cavaliers really are. I think that's what we're looking at tonight. And is it, is it a true statement of what they are for the entire season? I don't think so. But we all know they're 15-0. We all know in the back of our minds, we'd love to see them get to, 24-0 or 25-0 and break the Warriors record. But that's not really on the table right now because they've got the Celtics tonight. And everyone says the Celtics are the best team in the East. And your eyes might tell you that as well.
Well, they have that trophy.
Yeah.
That thing.
Until someone takes it away, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So
you are the champs until you're not.
That's right. So tonight, do we answer the question how real of a contender the Cavaliers are? Jeff Phelps, answer the question.
No, please. Absolutely not.
And why is that?
Because they've already shown they're contenders.
Are they legit contenders
to win the entire thing,
you think?
Right now, tell me who in the Eastern Conference can beat them out. And I do think there are several teams. I think the Boston Celtics can.
Mm-hmm.
I think the New York Knicks can.
Okay.
I think the Milwaukee Bucks can with some tinkering. I know they're where they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about the Philadelphia 76ers because they're basing their team around two guys who are habitually, chronically beat up in Joel Embiid and Paul George. But if those two guys happen to be healthy come playoff time, look out. It could be really interesting. That said, Cavs are right there in that mix. And that, to me, means they have a chance to win the Eastern Conference this year.
So then what's a bigger surprise, the fact that Philadelphia is 2-11 or the fact that the Cavs are 15-0?
Oh, Cavs 15-0. Although the Sixers are atrocious right now.
But their song isn't.
Embiid's been beat up. And Paul George is always beat up. And that's too bad. Paul's had some really bad knee injuries, leg injuries in his career. So I think the Cavs are clearly one of the contenders in the Eastern Conference. Clearly one of the contenders. And I would say that at the top of the contender list in the Eastern Conference with Boston and the Knicks.
So what does a win tonight mean? You can answer that question too. 216-474-0092. What does a Cavaliers win tonight against Boston mean? You're 15-0. It's so early in the season. I hate looking at the standings. You're 3.5 games up on the Celtics, and they're the second best team. And Orlando's kind of percolated here. They've won 6 in a row. They're the third best team, 9-6. And then right behind them is the Knicks. Knicks have rattled off 3 straight. So I what does tonight exactly mean? Here's what I think we're going to get.
I think we can overblow one game, and I don't want to do that. If you go to Boston and get a win, it'd be a really nice win. But what more do you have to prove other than you're 15-0? I mean, you're not proving anything to anybody tonight.
I don't disagree on one aspect of this, and it may not. I mean, it may hold true or
and
may
you've
not.
Won 15
hold
straight, man.
Yeah,
that's really good. I mean, if you lose tonight, oh, they're not for real. Oh, heck yeah, they're for real.
Look, if they could win in Boston tonight, and it seems to be a difficult challenge for the Celtics. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but you could set the tone for the rest of the season with Boston just going, okay, are we going to be able to get over this hump? Are we going to be able to get over the Cavalier hump? Are we going to be able to beat them? Why is this team so much better? Because if I'm Boston, I'm kind of walking into this game going, Yeah, they're 15-0. We know what they look like last year. Come on, this is the same team. It's just different coach.
So. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I disagree with that.
Well, I'm sure
the Cavs have already established themselves as.
I'm sure.
Hey, you got to deal with us.
So what happens if they try to deal with them tonight and they don't? That's what I'm saying. That's where there's a psychological edge going on here. If the Cavaliers just look like gangbusters tonight and Boston doesn't look like they belong on the floor, I'm not saying that's going to happen. Trust me, I'm not saying that at all. But you could build this like mental wall for Boston going, you know what? How are we going to beat Cleveland? We got to figure out. And then, you know, because front offices start looking at things, right? And they start saying, okay, what do we need to beat this team? I don't think the Cavs are in that spot right now. I don't feel that. You know, are you trying, if you're a number two, number three, number four team in the East right now, and you're trying to figure out a way to beat Cleveland, and you're like, you know, at the trade deadline, we might tweak because we think this will work better against Cleveland, then that could be something. That could be something down the road. But again, let's just have fun with tonight. Let's see where our feet are. Just put them on the ground. You got a chance to go 16-0. You play Boston in Boston, which is a rough place to play.
Yep.
Their fans are as obnoxious as any I can think of in all of sports.
Really knowledgeable, too.
Yeah, they are. I liken them to the Yankees of baseball. Like, Yankee fans are really knowledgeable. I hate it. I hate saying that. It drives me crazy, but they are. Especially the ones I sat around while I was in one of their sections during the playoffs, which still to me is a little mind-boggling. But, you know, what does tonight mean? What does this game mean for the Cavaliers tonight? Let's start things off with Henry. We're going to talk to Henry, too. Hi, Henry.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling.
It just means that they took a step forward from last year. You know, they literally always took them game seven. It took them to game seven. So if they beat them or not, they're still contenders. You know, I hope they break that record 25-0, but I'm not focused on that. I'm just focused on them having fun, playing basketball, and then when we get to that point, expect them a step like ahead of what they were last year. Eastern Conference Finals, and we have a shot to get to the finals this year.
I'll buy it. Thank you, Henry. Appreciate the phone call.
I do think that the East is, and right now if you look at the standings, you might not buy this. I do think the East is more than the Cavs and the Celtics. I do think there are other teams that could emerge as teams that either get to the Eastern Conference Finals or actually win the Eastern Conference.
And so, just a point of reference.
But the Cavs and Celtics are the top two teams.
Yeah, and the Cavs and Celtics didn't go seven last year. They went, five? There were five-game series. Cavs got beat 4-1. Rodney in Cleveland. Hi, Rodney.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Rodney. You are. What's going on, man? What do you got?
I nothing much, man. Tonight, the only thing with me is, look, I wish we weren't 15-0 going into this game because I
really just
don't want them to be the team to break the streak. Other than that, this game is meaningless. It's got a long way to go. But, yeah, look, I don't want to lose to them tonight. I'd rather lose to the Pelicans or the Hornets or someone other than Boston. So, with me, gentlemen, I just don't want to lose to Boston.
Okay, Rodney.
I understand Rodney's thinking. And, Andy, this goes back to this goes back to a little bit of what you said.
Okay.
Where if you lose to Charlotte, if you lose to the Pelicans, you lose to Indiana, okay, well, you know, that's the way things go in the NBA. You're not going to win them all. You're going to lose a game.
Right.
If you lose to the Celtics in Boston, it's like, okay, well, there's that little bit of that roadblock.
Oh.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But I understand what Rodney's thinking. And he doesn't like the Celtics.
You're doing the reverse of what I did. That's the exact opposite. You're saying the same thing I said, except you're saying it from a Celtics perspective rather than the Cavs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe is in Cleveland Heights. Hi, Ty.
Yeah. Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So for me, tonight's game, it means either you're 16-0 or 15-1, and that's it because it's November.
Wow.
No, I see that. That's true, Andy. There's just a little bit of if you lose to the Celtics, maybe a little message, but I don't think it's any big deal tonight. And I know that sounds, Joe's with me on this. You're playing 82 games. You're going to lose some games. You're going to lose 10 games. You might lose 20 games. But I still want to see how it stacks up tonight.
Joe, it is must-see TV, though, right? It is must-see.
Oh, yeah. So where can you see it?
TNT, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on TNT.
All right, cool. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
No problem. Your friendly neighborhood host and television guide at the same point. Bob is in Akron. Hey, Bob.
I miss TV Guide.
I do, too. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm thinking the game probably doesn't mean all that much. Unless if the Cavs go in and play decent and get stomped, that's not good. On the other hand, if the Cavs could go in and beat the Celtics pretty good, they might start getting in the Celtics' head. Because I think the Celtics still have some confidence problems. It might make them nervous.
All right, Bob. Yeah, so we've kind of talked along those lines. And again, is this a psychological game tonight? Because you know the Celtics have got to be, they'll be up for tonight's game. They want to knock off the sure. Cavs. No one else has. Why wouldn't they? This could be an interesting perspective. Dominic's in East Rochester. Go, Dom. How are you?
Good, buddy. Guys, how are you doing this morning?
Good. Dominic. Give us your thoughts on this one.
The basketball game?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I tried to prepare you guys when your baseball team played the Yankees that you couldn't beat them. So I'm sorry, guys, but you won't beat the Celtics tonight in Boston.
It
won't happen.
Okay, and you will call and apologize tomorrow if you're wrong, right?
Well, I did the same thing when we lost the World Series. I called and took my medicine.
That's true.
So,
you know what? I respect you. You are a true sports fan.
True now, medicine taker.
Tell your friends you've been.
Now, I got another word. It's funny how two cities see things so differently. I think you mentioned earlier that, like, with Gil, I call him Gil. I can't call him Heel. You know, it's G-I-L. But anyway, he won the Rookie of the Year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys said, well, you know, it's a Yankee bias. There's a Yankee bias against them getting awards. Let me give you an example.
Okay, you got 30
Derek
seconds.
Jeter never won an MVP. In Derek Jeter's best year, they gave the MVP to Justin Morneau, who was
hell of a Canadian first baseman for the Twins.
Great. Dominic, thank you. I
like Justin.
You.
He was nice. Nice guy.
Yeah, and Morneau was better on Saturday Night Live than. Oh no, wait! I don't think he was ever on Saturday Night Live.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.